Your match in the semifinals to move on. Maybe tell us again, break down how that match went and what you had to do to win.
Well, you know, I was ended up being down at the beginning, right before I pinned him. It was 6-3, and it was tough to keep your head straight, but we managed to get through that and then throw in a twister and make it happen.
As soon as you got that win, what was the first thoughts going through your head?
Oh, man, it was the coolest feeling I've ever felt. It's always just been a dream, and I don't know, I was hyped, and everybody in the stands, not only our fans but other teams' fans, were hyped for us. And yeah, like Jake said, all of us, or me, David, and Jake, winning right back-to-back like that, that was cool. It was real cool.
One of the cool experiences you get being at the Fargo Dome, I think, for the state tournament is when the crowd gets into it, you know something big is happening. And for you guys, it must have been really cool to be on the other side of that.
You know, that's the most incredible feeling. It's cool to get a big win like that, but once the crowd gets wild like they do, that's what really makes it. There's nothing better, and you just get the chills, and you feel on top of the world.
What's it going to take for you tomorrow in your match to get the win?
Not only physical toughness, but mentally. It's going to take a lot of hard work and just stay in it, stay healthy and strong, and work our way through and wrestle smart.